And it's the same thing, your training kicks in. There's no question that's true. The same thing that happened in the airport in Charlotte a number of years ago when we had a man who had a cardiac arrest that I was able to work with some folks and get resuscitated. We're trained to do that, and you don't leave that training behind when you go into public office like I had. You still know what to do. And it's still just as frustrating and as disconcerting when you can't be successful. I walked away from there feeling pretty bad.
Congressman Chris McDonald down in East Tennessee, was curious. You mentioned the Secret Service coming on the scene real quickly, and I know it was a very traumatic time there at the beginning. Have they indicated that there was anything, has everything been cleared as far as this was just an accident, or have you heard anything about the investigation itself as to what caused the trash?
I have not, but I feel 99.9%. These are just some local guys. I saw Randy, one of the police officers, local sheriff. He said those guys just came back and picked up the trash a few minutes ago before they had this wreck. So I think these are just some local guys who were working hard and just made a really bad decision. What amazed me was that it appeared to me that everything on the railroad crossing looked fine. Both of the down bars were down and they weren't broken, and the lights were working. So I don't know. I think that the driver was the one who was least injured, and I think they'll question him once he's well enough to question about what actually happened.
Congressman, this is Michael Collins again. Do you get a sense that were they trying to cross, or were they stalled on the tracks? Do you know, or
Michael, I don't know. I think they were just crossing the track, but I don't know that. And apparently, what I've been told is this particular track is not used very much. Uh-huh. That this was a special train. In other words, this was one you just leased a train, an Amtrak train. And I think it's a track that's not used very often, so they don't see much traffic on it. That's what the local people know.
Were the injuries in the train itself, the congressional folks, staff, was it mainly just bumps and bruises and scrapes, I guess, from being tossed about?
It was. Richard, it was, for instance, Chuck Fleischman. I just saw Chuck, Congressman from Chattanooga. Chuck was knocked down. He was dazed a little bit when I went by him, but I knew he wasn't hurt that bad, so I just ran on by him because I knew whoever was hit by that train was a lot worse. Came back, and I saw him just a minute ago, and he's doing fine. He got knocked down. He was walking at the time. And I talked to one of the security people who was in the engine cab at the time, and I said, "Are you standing up?" And he was, but he was holding the rail, and those engines are incredibly heavy, so to knock that thing off the rail, it took a tremendous impact to do that. But he was not hurt, and mainly just Jason Lewis in Minnesota. He was, Jason had a mild concussion. He's a little goofy today. I just talked to him after the president's day today, so he's doing fine, but he has a mild concussion.
Brandon from Johnson City Press. I had one question. I was just wondering how you're holding up since what happened with Foley.
Oh, I'm fine. Look, this is, you can't lessen what happened, but I appreciate you asking that question. But everybody here is fine. They're very, it just soured what was a fun trip and a good planning retreat. It just put a pail on the weekend, what otherwise would have been a chance to spend more time with our families. And we've been spoken to by General Mattis and Secretary Tillerson this morning. Ambassador Hayes speaking tonight, the President spoke at lunch, the Vice President spoke last night. This was a weekend to interact with, we've had several cabinet secretaries here. So it's a weekend where we plan our year. So it just made this weekend, it took a lot of the luster off the weekend and fun off the weekend. I just feel so badly for that family. And I know that's a business I was in for a long time, and so it's not something I'm not used to seeing.
Congressman Nick Shepard here. What was the mood like after the trains hit the truck? Everybody, you guys had known what was happening, and you worked out better, but find out if you're killed. What was the mood like coming back?
Well, I think most people, obviously, it took the festive atmosphere out of the trip. There was mainly silence after that. People, look, everybody wanted to help. I've been in these situations before, and there are a lot of people who are not trained don't know what to do, but they want to. And those who had some training came with us and helped us. And we are going to the Box Caucus, which is significant. I co-chair that, and a significant number of us were on the train. So we're going to have an after-action plan. We're going to sit down with the Capitol physician, Dr. Moynihan, Admiral Moynihan, who is our doctor when we were in Washington, and we're going to sit down with him. And we're going to say, what would we do differently? What equipment did we not have that we needed? For instance, I don't think that the Capitol Hill physician had an endotracheal tube. We're going to change that. I carry stuff with me. I carry a blood pressure cuff, epinephrine, and Narcan, and a pulse oximeter. So when the wreck occurred, I ran out with none of it. It took off. I keep it in my backpack I carry with me. You need to have, I think, make sure that on the train like that we have an AED in case we need it. So we're going to do an after-action report, and we're going to learn from that and be better the next time.
How's your wife doing?
Well, thank you for asking. She's doing fine after she dried off, after I threw that Diet Coke all over her when we had filled her purse and everything else up. But, thanks for asking. She's doing very well. She was not hurt. We were fortunately both seated, and we were seated facing forwards. But a couple of people that were injured were facing to the rear, so they were thrown and then whipped back, and that's what hurt. Well, a couple of them that got concussions just with the way they were seated on the train. And fortunately for the people who fell, no one broke any bones or just kind of banged up like you'd slipped and fall in the yard or something. But we were very, very lucky.
Congressman Monroe, can I segue for a moment and ask you about what's on the agenda?
Hearing at the retreat?
Yeah, and what you were working on and what's on that?
Oh, yeah, sure. Now, we are looking, this is a policy retreat. So we've looked at the tax reform bill that we passed. We're looking, we had a great discussion today on welfare to work, what Tennessee is going to do and Kentucky is going to do, other states, and the benefit of that. We talked about the tax reform bill, regulatory reform. We'll talk some more about health care. And, this is a political event also. We're talking about elections. So that's always part of this, is the national scene look like now. And we've talked some today about next week the funding runs out in the federal government, and obviously the biggest topic is right now is immigration reform. And we're going to have a bill out of the House, I think, very soon. The Senate's working on a bill, and hopefully we can get it done. The Democrats will come along. We want to get the DACA problem fixed and the border security and chain migration, and I think we get those things done, we'll get a bill done. I'm certainly ready to work on it, bipartisan way.
You anticipate that shut down potentially?
No, I didn't anticipate a shutdown the last time. But General Mattis today, Secretary Mattis today, made an incredible point. I was